Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. Welcome back. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And folks, you've heard me say before that part of the criteria for our Brain Trust members, those who are members of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, is that they've got to demonstrate a dedication to small business, and they have to demonstrate a dedication to supporting our show, and that's one of the criteria. Well, the lady who was with us this hour just exemplifies that example to the nth degree. And the reason that I say that is because Beverly Williams, who you know has been with us many times before, she's the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and she is our friend, is on vacation. But guess what she's doing early this morning while she's on vacation? She's about to visit with us. Beverly, that's above and beyond the call of duty, and we're going to give you some kind of medal for that.
Oh, well, thank you.
Welcome to the show, Beverly.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What was it you were saying as you were setting your clock last night to the alarm? What was it you were saying?
I love Jim Blasingame.
And your husband's saying, you love who?
No, my husband's saying, don't you ever go on vacation.
Oh, that's funny.
His business is much easier to leave at home and not be connected. And he can literally close the door both to the office and to the house and go on vacation and not think about it or worry about it or have to be connected with it in any way, because it's a totally different type of business. And, you know, it's very different for me. But fortunately, he will look at me questioningly sometimes, but he does understand. So.
But, you know, part of what you're saying, and folks, this is all one of the things we're talking about today is how do you deal with your business, at your home-based business, when you're not at home, when you're somewhere else.
Right.
And like Beverly is this week, she's visiting her children. And like I was last week, part of the time I was visiting my children, part of the time I was doing some business out of town last week. And so part of that, Beverly, though, is not just the business. Part of it is the business person.
That's correct.
Because I sort of feel, and I don't know what this is exactly. Maybe it's mental illness. But I sort of feel like I'm not completely dressed if I don't check on my business every so often.
Well, and things happen. The world doesn't stop just because you are on vacation or you're sick or whatever is going on. And it's one of the pluses and the minuses of being a home-based business is that the office is always there. So regardless of what you look like or what you feel like, you can go and check your email, you can answer the telephone, and so forth. When you're on vacation, the office is still there, and even though there's a message on my machine saying that I'm out of town, it also says I am checking my emails my messages occasionally, because sometimes something really major does come up. And yes, the world wouldn't stop if I didn't get to it before I got back next week. But at the same time, if it makes somebody else's life easier and it's something that important, I do want to know about it right now.
Well, no question about it. And here's the other thing. You work so hard to get a customer, to get a client, to get the business. And then you go on vacation or you go out of town for a couple of days to work or so, for whatever reason, you're not in your normal place. That customer, that client is going to call you, and they don't want excuses. Now, sure, they might understand that everybody goes on vacation, and most of them will, but let's remember that if they called you, they had something that they needed.
Right.
And if you've worked that hard to get them to call you, you know, to pick up that phone and give you the business, you want to make sure you're able to take care of it, and there are some things that you can do while you're out of town, just maybe even just to make contact with that client, that will let them know that even though you can't see them today, perhaps, you could at least move the project along a little bit, give them a little bit of advice, or at least let them know that you're not completely out of the loop.
Well, that's true. Sometimes it's a matter of just simply answering a question for somebody, and
yes.
answering that question for them may allow them to go on with their business life. And the fact that you took the time means a great deal. Now, I can hear the voices out there saying, yeah, but I've got a life too. And absolutely you have a life, and you have a right to that life. You need the time to renew, but that 5 or 10 minutes that it may take you to answer that customer's concern or question or problem will be more than worth the 5 or 10 minutes that it takes to do it.
See, I'm a lot more relaxed if I know that I've squared everything away at my business and I've gotten that done and it's okay for a few hours now than to go several days and wonder what's been going on.
That's correct. And for those people who maybe only take one vacation a year and never shut down otherwise, then being gone that one time of the year may not be a major problem for them and their clients. But for people like me who are out of the office on a fairly regular basis because I travel a lot with mine, then I have to be able to connect with them. People don't want to hear the excuse that I'm on the road again.
Right.
It sounds like that old song, but I still need to stay connected even though I'm on the road again.
Well, I just want to go back to something I said earlier, and that is that you work so hard when you start. You've got this little home-based business, and you've got people. You've done all the networking that Beverly, you and I have talked about
right.
that you need to do. You joined the chamber. You've done all these things, and what happens is invariably, you and I both know that the one client that you really wanted to call you is going to call while you're gone.
It's Murphy's Law.
That's right.
It works every time.
It's going to happen, and you want to be able to get back with them. Now, what? Obviously, if you're on vacation, you're going to leave. You're not going to call in every hour on the hour. I recommend that you not have your beeper with you
right.
when you're on vacation, you know, all the time. I mean, you can don't carry it around with you. If you're going to a park or something with the kids, don't carry your beeper with you or your cell phone.
Right.
But you can at least be able, you can at least be capable of going to the beeper or going, checking your cell phone or checking your messages or checking your email once or twice a day.
Right. And, you know, for those people that my husband and I do camping a lot, and occasionally we've done wilderness camping where you really are out of touch with the rest of the world for a
right.
while. And we'll talk about it when we come back.
Right.
There's a need to do that.
Right. And also, when we come back, folks, I want to talk about some specifics, logistical things that you can do to help you stay in touch and for it not to be too imposing on your vacation. 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our friend and our special guest. 888-822-8255. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment. We are back. It's 24 after the hour, and it's always my special pleasure to tell you that Beverly Williams is joining us on our show, as she is right now. Beverly is the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. It's an outstanding organization. I recommend you check it out. Folks, if you are a home-based business person, if you are a home-based business dreamer, you're thinking about this, one of the best things you could do, I think, some of the best money you could spend to help you get plugged in to the network of home-based business owners, and to a lot of good information would be to join the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. What is it, $30 a year?
That's correct.
$30 a year, folks, and you get a lot of things, and we'll talk about that a little bit more later on, but I recommend you check it out. Beverly, give us your website, please.
That's www.aahbb.org.
Good. Thank you very much, Beverly. And folks, what we're talking about right now, this part of the hour, we're talking about how to stay in communication and whether you should stay in communication and how much you should stay in contact with your business when you are traveling, when you are on vacation. And one of the things that I like to do, Beverly, is I like to make sure that two things. Number one, I can connect if I need to, and it's not a big deal, so I can do it quickly. And maybe the people I'm traveling to see, or my family if they're with me, they don't even know I'm doing it. It can be that easy. They almost don't even know I'm doing it. And the other thing is I try to make sure that my clients are never inconvenienced by my travel schedule.
Right. Yeah. It's sometimes difficult. It means that you really have to manage your business and your travel plans and your clients all at one time. But it's worth the effort. As you said before, when you work that hard to try and get a client and maintain a client, then you don't want to lose them just because you're going on the road.
One of the things that was a good thing for me, almost within the first year of starting my consulting business, Beverly, I hooked up with an executive suite organization, mm-hmm. a local executive suite organization that had something called a switch. And that switch meant that they could connect a phone call that came into their if I forwarded my phone to them,
right,
my business phone to their number, that call went straight to them, and wherever I was in the world, they could connect them to me, that call to me, and unless I told them or unless I was in Siberia and the connection was bad or something, that client or that caller wouldn't know that I wasn't in my office.
That's correct. I've called people and had that happen, and then have them tell me that they were, you know, eons away, and I was surprised because the connection was made very quickly, very professionally, and I had no idea that they weren't sitting in their office answering their phone.
Right. I mean, and now with the cell phones the way they are, the digital phones, which is the one that I use primarily, the digital phone.
Mm-hmm.
Last week when I was traveling, I got calls all day long as I was traveling in the car.
Right. Right.
As long as I was, you know, was able to get a signal. And you know, one of the things, I want to go back to the client just for a second, Beverly. When I would be traveling and the client knew, maybe the person answering my phone, if it was my assistant or the answering service, if somehow they found out that I was not in the office today, but I called them back within 30 minutes or an hour or something
right.
like that, if they knew I was traveling or knew I was on vacation,
right.
they found that out,
right.
they were impressed that I took the time to get back with them. They said, I'm surprised you called me back. I didn't really, you know, have to have you. And I'd say, well, I try to give good service.
Right.
And that impresses them.
It does. Now, for those people who can't afford to have the technology yet, or maybe even live in an area where the technology is not quite available to them yet, some rural areas can't have cell phones because they don't
right.
have a cell somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still other ways that you can stay connected or to let your clients know that you care enough to make some arrangements. For instance, I don't have a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if I'm on the road, before I leave my office, we've talked about strategic partners before,
mm-hmm.
people who care about my business, I care about theirs, we help each other out when we need it. When I go on vacation or go out of town on business, and if I'm going to be out of contact for a long period of time, I will ask those people to check my voicemail for me and have them respond to my client to at least let the client know I'm on the road.
Right.
I will call them back such and such a time.
Right.
So that there's still some communication with them. I appreciate that.
Beverly, we've got to take a quick break, and I've got some other things I want to ask Beverly, and we want to talk about some specific logistical things, some more specific logistical things, especially some ways to check your email, some ways to get your email while you're on the road. And then later this hour, we're going to talk about the independent contractor issue, since it is tax time, and we're going to get Beverly to share some information with us on that. 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 29 after. Stay with us. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. One of my heroes is our guest this hour, Beverly Williams. She is the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. Beverly, tell our audience how they can contact you if they'd like to talk about home-based business issues or joining your organization.
Well, they certainly can go to the website and they can email us through that site, and that's at www.aahbb.org. Or they can call our 800 number at 1-800-447-9710.
Now, if they call you today, will you get back with them today?
I will get back to them. If I don't get back to them, somebody else from the association will.
Okay. All right. I'm just teasing her a little bit, folks. She's on vacation this week, but she's hardcore dedicated because she's with us today. And I really appreciate that, Beverly. One of the things that has become such a tremendous part of our lives these days, Beverly, is email.
Yes.
Email, email, email. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful productivity tool. It's just incredible how much you can accomplish with email these days, but it also can consume you, can it?
Yes, it can. I have to admit that on this trip, getting ready to go away this time, I was really concerned because I have two email accounts, one for my business and one for the association,
mm-hmm.
that I look at 2 to 3 times a day.
Right.
And get a lot of mail from both of those. And it was astounding to me that what I was going to come back to, if just the volume of emails,
right.
if I mm-hmm. wasn't able to access them while on vacation. And knowing that my daughter and her family had at least one computer here that was hooked to the Internet, I called and said, do you have? And they said yes. And so I brought the information I needed, contacted my providers and said, how can I? And they gave me all the instructions on what I needed to do to be able to access both of my email accounts from this location.
So tell us specifically what you had to do.
Well, one of my accounts, I simply had to go out and load the software from the Internet down to this computer. Before I left home, on my account there, I had to say that I wanted to be able to export that account. So I had to basically give them permission to allow me to access it once I was here.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked off a little box, and that's all I did at that end.
Mm-hmm.
When I got here, I went out to the Internet, I went to their site, downloaded what I needed, and set up the account here on this one, and then said, okay, now I want to import that account to this computer, a remote computer.
Okay.
And it's all set up within a matter of minutes.
Now, did you have to tell it before you went which exactly where you were going to be importing from? Or,
nope.
Or in other words, tomorrow if you went to another town and someone else's computer, could you get it from there?
I could do the same process and get it from there.
Good.
The only thing it needs to know on my home office computer is that I was willing to let it be exported to someplace else.
Right. Another thing that I did last week is, I have my URL, smallbusinessadvocate.com,
right.
and I have my email is there, and it's provided by my ISP.
Right.
Now, I have to, my internet service provider. Now, what I have to do is I have to know, I got the phone number for wherever I was
mm-hmm.
before I left so that I could dial up, and I had to go into my configuration, my internet, my remote access configuration in my system file,
right.
and I had to put that new number in. Or, for example, a couple of times I was in a hotel room,
mm-hmm.
and I had to put 9, comma,
right.
and then the phone number in there.
Right.
And sometimes I had there was no phone available, so I had to make a long distance call. So I had to go into the remote access file and put 9, 1, and then their area code and the phone number, and that allowed me to connect to my ISP. Now, it did cost me a long distance call at that time, but I just checked the email real quickly. As you know, it downloads into your hard drive,
right.
and you go offline and you say, and you don't have to have a long distance an expensive long distance call.
Correct. Exactly.
Until you want to send one back.
Mm-hmm.
Now that which brings up another point. When you travel, don't forget to take your address file.
Right.
See, because you know what'll happen is you'll be on business, you'll be off on the road, and you'll want to send somebody an email and you can't remember their address.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can take that file I think it's in preferences, the mail preferences, and you can drag it over and you just take it with you.
Right.
On a disk or something, you know, on your laptop, and if you're using someone else's computer, you can just take a disk with you.
Or if you're somebody like me who doesn't have a laptop to take with you, then you can print it out, and
yes.
you need it.
That's exactly right.
Right.
These are all just techniques, folks, things that you need to pay attention to, especially if you're planning to travel on business and you want to be able to stay connected. These are things you got to do this in advance. You got to kind of think about this a little bit before you leave.
Right. And that's an important point, Jim, is the planning. I know a lot of people say the same thing I do. I work so hard before I go to get ready,
mm-hmm.
and then when I come back, I have to work twice as hard to catch up. But the time off in between is worth it. Even if I have to stop occasionally and make a few phone calls, make some contacts with people, that's important and it's worth it. I still have that renewal time that's so important for you when you're a business owner and when you're home-based particularly and have that added stress. You've got to stop and renew yourself occasionally,
yep.
or you burn yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
So take the time to do the planning ahead of time, and it'll be easier when you get back.
Exactly. Folks, April 15th is roaring up on us, and we're all doing our taxes. One of the things I want Beverly to talk to us about when we come back is whether you are an independent contractor or not. You might be, and you might not be. Depends on your relationship with your clients. 888-822-8255. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. All right, we're back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our very good friend, our devoted friend, Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. It costs $30 a year, folks, to become a member of the AAHBB, and it's worth $30 a year just to be able to talk to Beverly every once in a while. Beverly, give us the website and the phone number again, please.
Okay, that website is www.aahbb.org. And for those who haven't figured it out yet, it's the initials of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses.
Yeah.
And the 800 number is 1-800-447-9710.
Thank you, Beverly. And folks, right away, we're going to get into what I mentioned earlier before the last break, and that is the independent contractor issue. But there's one quick thing I wanted to point out. Barely, we've been talking about staying connected.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have your own website, or even if you do have your own website, and you're going to be doing some traveling, you might want to think about having your email address be one of the free emails. I know you've got one of those free email, and what is it, Juno.com, there's also Hotmail.com, mm-hmm. some of the others, because your email always stays in cyberspace, doesn't it?
Correct.
So wherever you go, as long as you can get online, you go to a website, and your email is there waiting on you, wherever you go.
That's exactly right.
Now, what I can't remember, Beverly, is can you go back and get old email? Will it keep old email for you?
That depends on whether or not you set up the account to keep the mail on the server, and even then it depends on how long a period of time to allow it to stay.
That would be the only thing, is my email, I can keep it forever and ever if I want to.
Right.
But anyway, let's move on. I just wanted to mention that, folks, because, you know, Beverly, I knew people who had really nice websites, but they had one of these free email addresses, and I always thought that was weird. And then I realized why they were doing it.
Yes.
So they can always get their email wherever they are because they travel. It turns out that they travel.
Exactly.
Beverly, one of the things that, and by the way, folks, our phone number is 888-822-8255, 1-888-822-8255. Beverly, when people become home-based business owners, many, many of them, as you know, are consultants. They're offering a service, mm-hmm. more than they're offering a product.
Right.
I think that's the case, don't you?
Yes, it's primarily true. There are a lot of product providers, but most of them are service businesses.
Exactly. Now, and therefore, this brings up the ticklish issue of whether you are an employee or an independent contractor, because a lot of people start working, that they lose their job or whatever, and they decide they're going to do what they know how to do for themselves, and so they go to work for this company, and they, in their mind, they think that they are a consultant.
Right.
But the truth is, if it turns out that you haven't really broken that employee mentality, and you wind up working all year long for that one client, then basically you may wind up becoming a designated employee by the IRS rather than an independent contractor.
Well, that's true. It's a very confusing issue for a lot of people on both sides of the coin, both the people who are hiring you as a consultant and for you to know whether or not you are an employee or an independent contractor. And currently, the way the law reads, the IRS has 20 factors that they look at. And unfortunately, they're rather subjective. They're not clear, concrete, factual things to look at and say, okay, I'm definitely an independent contractor or I'm definitely an employee. But there's 20 things that they look at, and at least the majority of them need to be met. And right now, the IRS has the power to make you prove it differently.
Mm-hmm.
There is a bill that's been introduced by Senator Bond's office, Senator Bond's from Missouri, and he is very much a small business advocate person. He has introduced a bill to try and change this, to put the burden of proof, first of all, on the IRS, and to more clearly define what an independent or yeah, I'm sorry, independent contractor is versus an employee. The reality is that probably will not be even looked at until the end of this year, first part of next year. So between now and then, we still have to worry about which we are.
Right.
In a nutshell, if you are provided with the equipment, with all the supplies, with any kind of instruction, with an office to work in, if you are not able to work for anybody else, you only can work for this person. If you basically can be fired from your job, then you are an employee.
Mm-hmm.
If you, however, have your own office, you have your own supplies that you provide, if you are not working full-time, and I'm not talking about hours now because people can work 40 hours for one person and 20 hours for another client.
Right.
But if you have the opportunity and the ability to finish a contract and then move on to another client and or to have several clients at the same time that you work for, then you more likely are an independent contractor.
Right. Beverly, let's stand by. We're going to take a break. Folks, it's 50 after the hour. When we come back, we're going to tell you, you might be saying, well, why do I need to know this? Why is this important? We're going to tell you about that when we come back, because it is important, especially if you are the employee, if you are the client hiring what you think is an independent contractor, you especially need to know that. 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We are back. It's 54 after the hour. Thank you very much for your time and your attention this hour. Our special guest is Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. If you're noodling around on my website and you go to my cool sites, you'll find, or cool links, I think it's called, you'll find very predominantly on that page, you'll find a link to the AAHBB, and I recommend you check it out. Or just dial that number in, AAHBB.org, into your little URL line there, and that'll take you right to Beverly's site, and I recommend you check it out. I recommend that you consider joining their organization as well. Beverly, we've been talking about the independent contractor status or the employee status. So many people become unemployed, fired, downsized, whatever happens, and they decide they want to start their own business, and they start doing business, and they start collecting money from clients.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they probably need in the early days is all the money that they make. That's one thing. They need the money. Number two, they may not really know how to withhold, how to go through the process of making sure that they, when they pay themselves a salary from their business, and that they withhold the proper amount of money for self-employment tax.
Right. That's probably one of the biggest sticker shocks for people who have been employees and are now independent business owners, is how much of that money really does go into taxes, and how to figure it out, how often you need to send it in. And this goes back to one of the things that I pound into people's heads when they're getting started. That is that you've got to have a working relationship with an accountant or a CPA.
Yep.
From the day you first think about going into business for yourself. Because they can answer all these questions for you. And if you don't start putting that money aside, like you said, from the very first cent that you earn,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be in such a hole before you know it that it's really scary.
And that hole gets deeper when they add the interest and penalties to it when you're late with the payment.
That's correct.
And they will add interest and penalties to it.
Yes.
That's the employee side, or that's the contractor side of the house. If you are a company that hires independent contractors, you need to make sure that you know whether you are the only client of that independent contractor or if they have other clients, because that has a lot to do with whether you have to pay the payroll withholding if your contractor doesn't. There are cases now, aren't there, Beverly, where the IRS has gone back and charged the client the
right.
withholding tax, because they were able to determine that this independent contractor really didn't have any other clients.
That's correct. And they met so many of the other 20 factors that the IRS said, no, you're an employee of this company, and therefore they're responsible for all these taxes, and we're going to charge them interest on the money they haven't paid, and we're going to make them pay penalties for not having done this a long time ago. And they really have the control to do that, and
right.
it can break a company very quickly.
Well, now what happens, folks, when you first become an independent contractor, you can actually, and I've seen this, Beverly, you can actually go below radar for a while
mm-hmm.
before the IRS finds you.
Right.
And so this can go on for a while, maybe a few years. So, and it can get very seductive. It can get very addictive to not have to pay that money in, and you can literally get below the radar, and you've just got to be very careful about that, not to let yourself get sucked in by all that.
Right. And it's better. I know it sounds scary to people, and as I mentioned to you before, when I teach a class of new entrepreneurs and I start telling them all the things that they need to do, it's overwhelming. But it is the reality of being a business owner, and if you can't face it now, it's going to be a whole lot harder later.
Absolutely. Beverly, that's got to be the last word. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate you being here for us, even on your vacation. What a trooper.
Well, my pleasure. I always enjoy doing your show.
Thanks, Beverly.
Thank you
next time.
Bye-bye.
See you later. All right, folks, got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.